Hey, Ted, may I add something too before we jump into the
Please.
war in Iran?
Mm-hmm.
This was a very bad weekend for Tucker Carlson.
Mm.
People are really, really beating up on Tucker Carlson like never before. And he realized in a Saturday podcast, not even a podcast, just an announcement that he made that he had been referred to the Justice Department for criminal prosecution for working for the Iranians. Specifically, he said he
referred by whom?
Well, that's the $64,000 question. Yeah. Tucker said on Saturday he believed that the CIA had referred him to the Justice Department for prosecution under the Espionage Act. That turned out not to be the case because on Sunday, Laura fucking Loomer announced that she was the one that made the criminal referral to the Justice Department, accusing Tucker of committing espionage for Iran, but specifically for neglecting to register under the FARA, the Foreign Agents Registration Act. She said that because he exchanged emails with Iranian government officials, that showed that he was committing espionage against the United States. Now,
any journalist,
I'm going to admit to you that I've got a role in this, and this is why I wanted to bring this up.
Mm.
An Iranian contact of mine asked me months ago, if I would introduce him to Tucker because President Pezeshkian wanted to interview him. So I did. I put Tucker in charge with Pezeshkian's office, and they were trying to work out an interview. They ended up having the Iranian foreign minister meet with Tucker in Muscat. And then that was first. And then Tucker interviewed Pezeshkian. This was 6, 7, 8 months ago. So Laura Loomer says, just because he spoke with an Iranian government official means he's guilty of espionage. Now, literally nothing is going to come of this, right? There are dozens of crimes reports that are filed with the Justice Department every single day, and they ignore 99.5% of them. But that's not the issue. There was never any chance that Tucker was going to be prosecuted. The problem is that our system is breaking down, and in part, it's because of not just Zionists, but dangerous Zionists like Laura Loomer, that if you don't toe the Israeli line, and I mean 100% toe the line, they will actively work to ruin you. They will work to cost you money by forcing you to hire a team of attorneys. They will look to take away your freedom. Now, remember, Laura Loomer is an extremist by any definition. Laura Loomer is banned for life from Uber, from Lyft, from Target, because she has committed hate crimes against Muslims and more specifically against Arabs. Now she's going after Tucker because Tucker is questioning our country's blind alliance with Israel and our willingness to sacrifice American lives for Benjamin Netanyahu's Zionist agenda. So this is, in my view, Ted, this is the beginning of the fight. It's not the end of it. And I think that we really need to rally, not just you and me. I mean, Americans need to rally around Tucker Carlson. Otherwise, the Israelis are going to control things. George Galloway made a statement yesterday saying, you know, nobody has seen Benjamin Netanyahu in 2 weeks. And if Benjamin Netanyahu is missing, who's running the United States? You're leaderless.
So funny. So wait, but Laura Loomer is a nobody, right? She's an influencer. She's just some chick with an X account.
But she's welcome in the White House. Mm-hmm. And that's where the danger lies.
So this
is bad.
I mean, look, full cards on the table. I've gone to the Iranian mission to the United Nations and met with the Iran's ambassador to the UN. I was there to interview him and also to request a visa to Iran. does that make me, you know, should I have be forced to register under FARA, under Laura Loomer's logic here? I mean,
you know, I was afraid enough when I had my TV show with RT that I consulted an attorney. And the attorney said, you don't have to register under FARA, but I would anyway. He said, Washington has gone so crazy and you're high enough profile that you're going to come to somebody's attention. He said, I would register under FARA and then write out of an abundance of caution, I am registering under FARA, even though I do not believe that I must.
I disagree with that vehemently for several reasons.
Because it's caving. I know.
It's caving. And then also, you know, it's also onerous, right, to be to register under FARA. It's not like a one-time thing.
You have to do it every single year.
More often than that is my understanding. I mean, every time you post content, I think it's literally could be every day.
Well, you know, I think you're right, because when I was at Sputnik, when we were at Sputnik, we had a guy on staff whose sole job it was to load all of our shows onto the Justice Department website every day and register under FARA every single day.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it's just like not possible. And so, yeah, I mean, it's like easy for a lawyer to say that, well, out of an abundance of caution, someone needs to take a stand against fascism. But unfortunately, as I rail constantly, we don't have a left. And that's the only kind of organization that can do that or will do that. Democratic Party is not the left. To say the least. That's a heinous story. So where does he stand with Tucker? Is he going to have to? I mean, obviously, he can lawyer up. He's rich as shit.
Sure.
He's the heir to the Swanson fortune.
He is. And he said he did this whole thing on Saturday. And he's like, they don't scare me. I'm not caving. I'm going to fight them.
Be scared. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, yeah, no, I'm obviously journalist should be nervous. On his side. Journalist.
And he said, it's not the money. He said, thank God. Money's not a problem for me. I have the money for good lawyers and I'm going to fight them. But he said, this isn't really just about me. This is about all of us, that we all have to toe the Israeli line or there's going to be a significant price to pay.